Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah.
Like giving up now, your spot is tough now, but how can you learn if you don't fall? How can you walk if first you don't crawl? But through it all, you keep blessing me while they pressing me and they testing me. They keep stressing me because they never heard a preacher flow. Show, go, no.
Come on.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. A lovely day. Praise God. Hallelujah. It is a lovely day. Hallelujah. The sun is shining. Praise God. And it is a lovely day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is Pastor Alona Wooders of True Vine International Church. Praise God. Hallelujah. Just thank and praise the Lord for being coming before you tonight one more time. Hallelujah. I just thank and praise God for he saw it fit to wake me up this morning. Hallelujah. Being clothed and in my right mind with the use and activity of my limbs. Hallelujah. I just thank and praise the Lord for God today. Hallelujah. I give honor unto the Spirit of God and to my overseers, Apostle Carolyn McNeil and Pastor Matthew McNeil. Praise God. Of Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. I thank and I praise the Lord for them. Hallelujah. I just thank and praise God for how he is moving by his Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank and I praise God. Hallelujah. Because this has been a lovely day. Praise God. I thank and I praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God for just how he kept us on today. Hallelujah. Let us get ready and pray. Praise God. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we come before you this evening. Hallelujah. And Father God, we want to thank you and we want to praise you, Lord, for your goodness and for your mercy on this day. We thank you and we praise you, God. Hallelujah. For your strength today, Lord, we give you all the glory and the praise and the honor on this day. Father God, we just want to magnify you. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we asking you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father God, that you draw in all of our scattering thoughts. Draw in the wonders of our mind from our surroundings in Jesus' name. And Father God, we asking you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to let Ilona decrease and let your Holy Spirit increase in Jesus' name, Lord. Bless each and every one on the line tonight. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we just want to thank you and praise you, God. We just want to give you the glory on this day. We thank you for your word. Hallelujah. We just give you the praise and the honor. Hallelujah. And Father, we magnify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. I just thank and I praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because God, hallelujah, was dealing with me. Praise God. And it just seemed like, hallelujah, praise the Lord. He had me to go from this one to that scripture, praise the Lord. But I thank and I praise God, hallelujah, because he said, get that book. And it's a book that I have, hallelujah. He said, you get that book. And when I opened up to it, he said, this is where I want you to come from. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And it answers a question, what's in your heart? But tonight I'm going to say, what's in our heart? Because I'm including myself. What's in our heart? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. What do we have in our heart? Hallelujah. What kind of fruit is there abiding in us? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to start reading. It says, God no longer has to thunder his word down at us from heaven. That these days he lives in the hearts of believers. So he speaks to us from the inside instead of the outside. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. It said, what's more, when it comes to covenant issues like healing, hallelujah, we don't even have to wait on him to speak. And we really don't have it because God has already spoken. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. He has already said, by Jesus' stripes ye were healed. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 2:24. He has already said, I am the Lord that healeth thee. Exodus 15:26. He has already said, the prayer of faith shall save the sick. And the Lord shall raise him up. James 5:15. God has already done his part, so we must do ours. We must take the word he has spoken, put it inside of us, and let it change us from the inside out. You see, everything, including healing, starts inside of you. Your future is literally stored up in your heart. As Jesus said, a good man out of the good treasures of the heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasures bringeth forth evil things. That's in Matthew 12 and 35. Hallelujah. So whatever is in the heart, hallelujah, that's what's going to come out. Praise God. Hallelujah. What's in our heart? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That means if you want external conditions to be better tomorrow, you better start changing your internal conditions today. You better start depositing the word of God in your heart just like you deposit money in the bank. Then you can make withdrawals on it whenever you need it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you, God. Hallelujah. We got to start getting the word of God in us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because that's what's going to bring us out. That's what's going to heal us. Hallelujah. What's in our heart? Hallelujah. It says the great thing about your heart account is that unlike your bank account, there's no limit to the amount you can put into it. You might run out of money to deposit, but you will never run out of word. You can put in as much as you want. Of course, it takes time to make those deposits, but you're the one who decides how much time you are going to spend in the word. It's entirely up to you. It's entirely up to us, hallelujah, just how much of the word of God that you want in your heart, hallelujah, or either how much time that you want to spend in God's word, hallelujah, so that you can put those deposits in your heart. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It says some people are hesitant to spend great amount of time putting the word about healing in their hearts because they think their investment might not pay off. They think they might sacrifice to attend to the word and end up sick anyway. But Galatians 6:7-9 puts such concerns to rest. It said, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Hallelujah. So we got to, hallelujah, get the word of God in our heart, hallelujah. For we're going to reap. If we're sowing to the flesh, we're going to reap of the flesh. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. But if we're sowing, hallelujah, to the Spirit, we're going to reap of the Spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. Says, this is the unchangeable law of God. Whatsoever you sow is what you will reap. If you sow cotton, you won't reap peanuts. If you sow peanuts, you won't reap donuts. If you steadfastly sow the word of life into the... Okay, let me get over here. Okay. So the word of God into the soul of your heart, you won't end up with sickness and death, but you'll end up with a harvest. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. A man's harvest in life will depend entirely on what he sows. Hallelujah. Galatians 6:7. Our harvest will all depend on what we sow in our heart. Whatever you're sowing unto the flesh, that's what you're going to reap. Whatever you're sowing unto the Spirit, that's what you're going to reap. If you're sowing unto corruption, you're going to reap corruption. If you're sowing, unto incorruption, praise God, hallelujah, you'll reap that, praise God. But you got to be careful. What are you sowing in your heart? Hallelujah. What's in our hearts? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Oh, I thank and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Says, what are the issues of or forces of life that flow out of your heart when you're feeling on when you're feeding on the Word and fellowshipping with God? There are things like love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, Galatians 5, 22, 23. The Bible calls these forces the fruit of the Spirit. Hallelujah. They are the life of God flowing from your heart in abundance. Hallelujah. You'll find it hard for you to get sick as it used to be for you to get healed. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we got to make sure that the right things are being sown into our heart and that the right things will flow out of our heart. Hallelujah. Praise God. Making sure that we have the fruit, the right fruits of the Spirit within us, that love, that joy, that peace, that long suffering, that gentleness, that goodness. Hallelujah. Praise God. But if we got jealousy, malice, hatred, envy, hallelujah, strife, we have them fruit, praise God, hallelujah, that's not going to be good flowing out of our heart, because it will not, praise God, hallelujah, praise God, help us to get any better, and praise God, in our bodies, hallelujah, but we got to have the right fruit flowing out of us, praise God. We have to be careful what we are sowing into our heart, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, thank you, God. Got to be careful, hallelujah. What's in our heart, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. What's in our heart? Hallelujah. Praise God. It says, how can we make sure those forces keep flowing from our hearts? How we must watch over them with all diligence. When we're tempted to get into bitterness or unforgiveness, we must refuse that temptation and instead yield to the fruit of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Then we must turn the water of life up higher by, hallelujah, turning our attention back to the Word. Hallelujah. Praise God. We can't give in to those temptations. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We can't give in to bitterness, because bitterness will bring sickness. Hallelujah. It will bring unforgiveness, bring sickness. Hallelujah. We can't give into that, praise God. Oh, yes, Lord. Remember this, the forces of life. Hallelujah. These glasses won't stay up. The forces of life and power coming out of your heart will be in direct proportion to the amount of word that goes into you. Hallelujah. Praise God. So it said life and death is in the power of the tongue. Praise God. So how much word are you going to put in you? How much life are you going to put in you? Praise God. Is the Lord, let me know, he says, it's up to you how much life you want in you. How much of my word do you want in you? Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Over in 1 John 3 and verse 20, I said, beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence towards God. If our heart, hallelujah, condemn us not, if we're not guilty of anything, praise God, it will not, we have confidence in God. It says, in other words, he's saying, dear friends, if we don't feel guilty, we can come to God with boldness and confidence. When we have a clear conscience, we can have great confidence before God. Our confidence in his love is unconditional and for all people. Praise God. When we have a clear mind, a clear conscience, we can come boldly before the throne of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. 1 John 2 and 20 says, and now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. So when the Lord comes, we won't have to be ashamed, praise God, because we are not guilty of anything. We have a clear mind, a clear conscience. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. at 1 John 5:14 said, this is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Hallelujah. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have what we ask of him. Hallelujah. In other words, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It says, and whatsoever we ask, we receive of him because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. In other words, we got to do things that are pleasing unto the Lord, not to men. We don't have to please man, but please God. Hallelujah. We got to please him. Hallelujah. When we do those things that are pleasing unto God, hallelujah, he will reward us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I know sometimes, hallelujah, praise the Lord, you think within yourself that you are right, that you have did nothing wrong, and that things are going well with you, praise God. But Jeremiah 17:9-10, let me know, says the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Who can know the heart? Nobody but God can know your heart. Hallelujah. The Lord searched the heart. I try to reign even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doing. Hallelujah. Whatever, hallelujah. Praise God. The Lord searches our hearts. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. According to our ways. Hallelujah. That according to whatever fruit is in you, that's how God is going to deal with you. Hallelujah. I know over in Psalm 51:10, hallelujah, I said, Lord, create within me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So sometimes we got to ask God, you know when you're doing wrong and you know when your heart ain't righty. Hallelujah. And you got to ask God, Lord, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. So many people are afraid to say that, praise God. But hallelujah, all this saying, hallelujah, praise the Lord, give me a steadfast heart. Hallelujah, God. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Proverbs 3:5, let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thy heart. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. We got to make sure, praise God, that we examine ourselves. So many times we want to examine somebody else because you see something in them, praise God, that they're doing that's not right. Hallelujah. But you know what? The word of God let me know. First take the beam that's out of your eye. Hallelujah. Praise God. Then you can take the mote that is in your brother or sister's eye. Because so many times we want to tell somebody else what they got, what they're doing wrong, praise God. But you don't see the beam that's in your eye. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's why we need to examine ourselves first. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Psalm 19:46, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Hallelujah. Now, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. For see, the Lord knows. Hallelujah. The words of our mouth. He knows what we're going to say before we even say it. Hallelujah. And the meditation of our heart. He knows what we're meditating within our heart. Hallelujah. You might say one thing to somebody, but God knows truthfully what you're really saying on the inside. Hallelujah. Praise God. And my heart be acceptable. We want to be acceptable unto the Lord. We want our meditation of our heart be acceptable unto God. We want our words of our mouth to be acceptable unto God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In his sight, hallelujah, oh Lord, you are my strength and you're my redeemer. Hallelujah. We want to be right in the sight of God. We want to be pleasing unto him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For Proverbs 14:30 says, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. A sound heart is the life of the flesh, but the envy, the heart, the rottenness of the bones. But envy, the rottenness of the bones. When I thought about that, I said, oh, my God. I said, Lord, the rottenness of the bones, when you have envy, hallelujah, but praise God, a sound heart, hallelujah. And over in Proverbs 12:13, it said, hope defer, praise God. Hallelujah, make us the heart sick, Praise the Lord, hallelujah. For the desire cometh and is a tree of life, hallelujah. Praise God, when you begin to lose hope in God, hallelujah, praise God, you declare, hallelujah, hope, hallelujah, praise God. You make the heart sick, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we got to be careful, praise God. We got to get the word of God in us, praise God. So praise God, just like when you deposited money in your bank account, we need to start depositing, hallelujah, the word of God into our spiritual account. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. And our spiritual account will never be overdrawn, praise God, because the word of God will always be there. Hallelujah. You can just replenish it over and over and over again, praise God. But praise the Lord, we got to spend time with God, and we got to get the word in us, because you're going to need the word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We just thank and praise the Lord, hallelujah, for his word tonight, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes, God, hallelujah. Thank you, God. We give God the glory and the honor today, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let us not, hallelujah, forget, praise God, what's in our heart. Praise God. Just praise God. Sit and meditate and think on yourself. Examine yourself. Praise God, because God will show you. God will show you, praise God, hallelujah, what's in there. He'll show you what you need to come up to, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord, hallelujah, if you ask him, he'll tell you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we just thank and praise the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. What's in our heart? Hallelujah. Don't try to look at nobody else because you see their fault. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Get the beam out of your own eye. Hallelujah. Praise God, before you want to take the mote that is in your brother or sister's eye. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We just thank and praise the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. For his word. We thank and praise God because God is moving by his Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. The Lord is moving quickly. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm just excited, praise God, to see what the Lord is going to do for others, not just for me, but for somebody else. Praise God. Hallelujah. For the Lord wants us to get right. He wants us to get our heart right. Hallelujah. So that when he pours out his blessings, hallelujah, praise God, we won't get above ourselves. Hallelujah. And he won't have to put a cloak on us. Hallelujah. Have to bring us down again. Hallelujah, Father, in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. We want to get the right fruit within our heart. Hallelujah. We want the, hallelujah, the fruit of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Praise God. We want to get that fruit. That good fruit. We don't want no evil fruit in us, hallelujah, but we want the good fruit, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God, get ready to bless, but we got to be right, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank and praise the Lord, hallelujah, for tonight, praise God. Let us not forget, hallelujah, that on tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., Apostle Carolyn McNeil will be giving morning prayer from Reign of Glory Revival Ministries at 9 a.m. Hallelujah. Tomorrow morning, praise God. And on Sunday morning, she will be doing morning service, Reign of Glory Revival Ministry, Sunday morning service at 9 a.m. Hallelujah. We thank and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. For what he has done. We thank and praise God for what he's going to do. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We just thank and praise God. Hallelujah. Because he is moving. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we thank you and praise you tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you for your word, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you and I praise you. Father God, I'm asking to bless each and everyone on the line tonight. Hallelujah. And Father God, help us to examine ourselves. Hallelujah. Praise God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in Jesus' name, we magnify you tonight, God, and we give you all the glory and the praise in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Lord. Father, we ask you to remember tonight, God, the homeless, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Remember those that don't have their own place, God. Remember those that are in a hard place, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Father, to move by your Holy Spirit. And Father, encourage your people in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you and we praise you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. For this night, praise God. We just want to praise the Lord, and we want to give him all the glory and the honor. Hallelujah. We want to praise God for being good to us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because this has been a lovely day. Praise God. Hallelujah. No matter what you see, no matter, hallelujah, or what you hear, or no matter what people say or do, hallelujah, it's still a lovely day. Hallelujah. Thank you, and I praise you. Have a blessed and beautiful night. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, God.